TJ, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We wanted to give you as much time as possible to get the image of that flying football out of your head, 66 yards and a doink. Take us through your thoughts and your vision as that thing left Justin Tucker's foot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we gave him a long field goal. We ran the timeout, and, you know, it got to that point. You know, I mean, who would have thought it would have taken a 66-yard field goal, you know, in order to do that? And, you know, Justin Tucker, one of those kickers that are, you know, one of the best in the league. And, you know, now I think he broke Prater's record for the longest field goal. And, I mean, you know, that's what it took. So, yeah, I mean, that was definitely a gut punch for sure.
Where were you standing?
Yeah, where were you?
I was on the sideline when I saw it, and you know, I, obviously the crowd was loud, and everybody, you know, was you know, pretty hyped before that, and then, you know, that goes, and it's just it was just one of those tough moments for sure.
Are you, like, with the other guys on the sideline when something like that's going on, like scrambling for information? Because, like, you say, how long is it? Is it 66 yards? He's trying for 66. Are you talking to one another? Are you saying miss?
Oh, he ain't gonna make
you know,
that.
Like
he
everybody is
that.
At the television.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, on the field, it looked like it was going to be a long one. I didn't really know how far it was, you know, and I think we were all like, man, how far is that? Like six, and someone was like 66, and I was like, geez, man, a 60-yard field goal is pretty long, you know, and so. Yeah, I mean, that was just one of those things that it was definitely tough to watch go in.
When you were went back to the locker room after that, was the room quieter or different than it has been in previous losses?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we got to that point. We drove the ball down the field a few times in the second half, and we were able to, you know, come out on top, you know, with whatever it was, you know, 30 seconds left or whatever. And, you know, we felt pretty good about where we were and, you know, just having that and having the city behind us and the people and the fans and they're in the stands, you know, that was huge. And so just coming in the locker room now, that was definitely a tough thing for all of us. But, you know, I think in the light direction is we're moving in the right direction. You know, I mean, things are, you know, it's hard to say that, but, you know, things are, you know, it took a 66-yard field goal to beat us. And I think,
right.
You know, that's one of those things. So,
well, I asked Dan Campbell, your coach, yesterday in the post-game press conference stuff, what would you have told your team if that thing had boinked and then had gone the wrong direction? How would it have been any different than what you ended up telling them when it boinked and went in the other direction? Because you still played the same game, and you guys probably should have won the game, and you played well enough to win the game. And so if that thing goes 2 inches the other direction, isn't the message pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, Coach Campbell does a really good job with that. You know, he's a very steady person, and when he came in the locker room, he was like, just don't be discouraged because, you know, what's on the tape is, you know, there's a lot to learn from, but, you know, you know, he's just like, well, I like the way we're trending, you know? And so it did feel like the same message and, you know, played the same game, obviously. And, you know, but he does a really good job with that for sure.
You guys did manage to get the offense on track in the second half, different than it was in the first half. And you came back from 13 points down to take a 17-16 lead and some very effective long drives. What changed?
You know, I think we were just able to get the ball. You know, they were playing a lot of blitz in the first half and, you know, trying to pressure us a little bit and, you know, just finally getting in our groove and getting comfortable with that. And you know, we got the ball into Swift's hands and a few guys' hands. We got the run game rolling. And, you know, I think that was just the biggest thing was, you know, we saw what we needed to do. We calmed down a little bit and, you know, we were able to execute on some things.
As we're talking with TJ Hockenson here from the game yesterday, 19-17, the Lions lost to Baltimore, who's a really good team. Were you able to see any of Lamar Jackson, you know, from the sideline? Is that a player that, you know, maybe you're supposed to be in a meeting on the sideline, but you just take a second and just go, can I just watch one play? I just want to watch this guy play because I want to see if he takes off. Because he's a very electrifying player.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Lamar is one of those guys in the league that you just want to watch, you know, watch his games and watch his highlights and see what he's doing, you know. You know, I think Davante Adams even said last week that he watched his Lamar's highlights before he went out and played, you know. So it's one of those things that a lot of guys get, you know, electrified, you know, seeing a guy like that play. And, I mean, yeah, it was definitely something that, you know, you look at as a player or as a player and a fan of the game is, you know, just how good of a player he is and, you know, what he does at that position.
Hmm. Hey, can I go back to the kick for one second? I know you're talking about Mitch, but I got to ask this question. I just thought of this. TJ, I don't know if this is a fact, but can you, if you're under the goalpost, can you jump up and bat a ball if it's kicked? Like that ball hit the crossbar.
Yeah,
can you jump up and hit it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, plus you'd have to be Superman or Iron Man to get up there.
But I'm saying where that ball hit, that was like a 10-foot. It's a 10-foot pole.
Didn't they used to do that?
So I was wondering, yeah. could you like jump up if you had your tallest guy? And TJ's like 6'4" and play basketball. Could you like jump up if it came that close and just smack it away?
Like a return? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know. That'd be something to look up for sure. I'm not 100% sure on that rule.
So in other words, you don't rush 11 guys.
Right, you rush 10.
You just rush like four guys, right. And you have everybody else down there standing in the end zone around the goalpost.
Yeah, I mean, Jamal Agnew had a return off of a field goal the other day, so maybe you know that'd be the same thing. So I don't know.
Who would have ever thought of that, Kenny? Only your mind.
I know, but I'm just saying, because they would hit the post. I'm like, you can just hit that ball.
I thought they outlawed that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
thought
they did.
I don't know.
If I remember.
Isn't that one of those games, TJ, where you just go, why is kicking even in this game?
For real.
Yeah. You guys killing each other. You're, the tackles, I mean, the hitting on the last three defensive plays before that fourth down. Where the Lions' defense, your guys were just swarming Lamar Jackson. I mean, you basically sacked him three times. The middle one was an errant pass, but he was in their arms when he threw it. And it's all rough and tumble and injuries and body slamming. And then you all walk off the field and you let some guy who's 5'10 and 185 yards determine the whole thing.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I thought our defense did a really good job keeping Lamar in. And yeah, I mean, it did have to come to that. So that was tough.
Yeah.
Were they now, say that again.
I was going to ask them, were they tripling you yesterday? You only got like two targets. They really didn't find you much the other day. Were they doing something different against you on defense?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they did some things. I mean, they played a lot of man with the safety over top. You know, just doing different things. And I thought a lot of our guys, you know, especially on offense, stepped up. You know, Khalif had a really good day. Swift had a really good day. You know, and some guys were able to make plays, and that was you know, really encouraging to see. So I think we were all excited about that.
Yeah. Did you guys get a chance to see Calvin Johnson at all while he was out there? I mean, it was halftime, and you guys were mostly in the locker room, and then it was over pretty much just as you were coming back out. I think he was walking in.
Yeah. No, we really didn't see much of him. I mean, I saw him obviously walking off the field when we were coming back on. You know, but that's a really cool deal that, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of congratulate and commemorate a guy like that. So I think that was definitely much needed. So
did you watch a lot of him when you were younger?
Yeah. I mean, Calvin was one of those guys that, you know, again, you know, one of those players in the league that electrified the game, you know, whenever that ball was in the air, he always managed to come down with it. So, you know, that was the guy I grew up, yeah, obviously watching, kind of wanting to be. And, you know, it's just cool to see, you know, where he's at now and all the stuff that he was able to accomplish in this league.
They had you in the video that they played for him, the video tribute there. I don't know if you knew you were a part of that.
Yeah. No, that was a cool thing that we were able to do in camp and just be able to you know, kind of, like I said, commemorate a guy like that and be able to pay tribute to someone that, you know, was able to do what he did at such a high level.
Yeah. I got to say, in that video, as well as in person, you are rocking a lot of hair. There's a lot of hair there, TJ. There's a lot of hair. And I keep thinking, do guys who have hair that long and play football ever worry about, like, a defender trying to get him from behind, and they just grab at anything, and they end up grabbing all that hair?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really had a problem with it yet, but I mean, I have gotten a little worried about that at some situations.
Are you now? I grew up in an era where, you know, in the '60s, everybody wanted to have long hair because that was, you know, that's what kids wore, and it was your statement. But you don't see that so much anymore. It's kind of like kids have become much more, and young people much more practical about it. It's a pain in the butt to deal with all that hair. I'll just keep a nice short little thing, put some gel in it, and I'm done. Where does your love of long hair come from?
Well, my brothers, I got two older brothers, actually, and both of them have had long hair when I was growing up. And at Iowa and throughout high school, you know, I had short hair, but for 1 year in high school, I tried to grow it out a little bit, and then I was going to Iowa. So then, you know, it was one of those things I kind of wanted to do, and then quarantine happened. You couldn't really get a haircut, so I just kept it going.
Oh, that explains it. This is your quarantine hair.
Exactly.
So how long has it been since you had a haircut?
I get it trimmed every once in a while, but, you know, I've been growing it out since, like, last January. So not this last year, but the year before. So it's been a couple of years.
You look like you could be in a 70s hair band now.
No doubt.
All right. Well, you got Chicago on the road here now coming up. Anything that particular about them?
You know, obviously, Chicago's, you know, they always have a good defense, have a good defensive line. You know, so that's going to be something that we're going to have to handle as an offense and, you know, try to keep under control. But, you know, Chicago's always one of those teams that, you know, they show up for a game. It's a divisional game, you know, and it's a away game for us. So, you know, I think we're all excited to get out there and kind of, you know, just move on and get rolling with this. So.
Well, if you think you had a bad day yesterday, their quarterback got sacked 9 times. And we got hit 15 times. I'm not sure by Sunday he'll even know exactly what his middle name is. So you may have an advantage there. He's reeling from that, Justin Fields.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, he's a young quarterback, but, you know.
Yeah, still a lot. 9 sacks is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
when one guy on the defense has 4.5 sacks in the game, you know that's a bad day for you.
Back, you know, and that's something that we're gonna have to be able to exploit, you know, and we're gonna do it. I mean, just like our defense did this last week, is kind of just handle that, and you know, they did a really good job for us this last week, and so I think we're just gonna try to keep that going. So,
absolutely, hope you get to do it again, DJ. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much.